This is the time in our service where we celebrate the Lord's table. And as we do this, I would like to draw our attention to Colossians chapter 1. If you have your Bible, you can turn there if you would like. Colossians chapter 1, verses 13 through 18. For he, that is Jesus, rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. You ever notice how so much of how you view a situation depends upon how you perceive the context of that situation? What the context of that situation impacts the whole of the situation. For example, my appreciation to someone who would give one of my children ice cream at 12 o'clock in the afternoon would be very different than if you gave my child ice cream at 8 o'clock in the evening. The context impacts how I view the circumstance. Another example would be where, let's say you come over and you want to do me a huge favor and you tear out all of my kitchen cabinets, only to find that I wasn't looking to remodel my kitchen. My appreciation would be drastically impacted because of the context. Let's say you wanted to offer me advice, whether it's parenting advice or marriage advice or advice on how I handle my finances. All of those would be greatly impacted on whether I thought I needed advice. For example, if I did not believe that I needed advice, I might be actually extremely offended that you would come to me trying to correct the way that I was handling myself. However, if I was aware that I needed help, I would be ecstatic to receive the helpful guidance. And it's the same with the gospel. If we do not recognize our need for a Savior, then the offering of a Savior would only be offensive and foolish to us. When we rightly realize what we are apart from Christ, our appreciation of the work of Christ increases exponentially. Paul here reminds believers that Jesus rescued us from the domain of darkness. He rescued us from the domain of darkness. He saved us. We could not save ourselves. This happened at salvation, where we placed faith in Christ. We were not gradually delivered from the domain of darkness, but at conversion, God rescued us from the domain of darkness, and he transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. And it is in this Son that we have redemption. It is in this Son that we have forgiveness of sins. And I love how, after stating this truth, Paul goes off proclaiming the greatness of Christ. Jesus created things in heaven, things in earth. He created thrones, dominions, rulers, authorities. All things have been created by him. Jesus is before all things, and he holds all things together. He's head of the church, and he himself will come to have first place in everything. Paul knows who he was apart from Christ, and he knows the magnitude of what Christ has done for all who believe in him. And his understanding of this only accentuates the beauty of the gospel. And I'm so thankful for God's care to us in giving us this ordinance. So thankful. And it's not because the elements hold any redeeming value. But they are so that we remember the one whose value is infinite, and that is Christ. And so it's helpful to take the bread and to remember his body that was broken and to remember that we deserve to be broken. We deserve to be crushed by God's wrath. And we take the cup and we remember Christ's blood that was shed, and we remember the new covenant of his blood. It is because of Jesus' willingness to go to the cross that we have redemption and that we have forgiveness of sins. So with thankfulness for the cross, take the elements now and remember Christ and pray that you would rightly view yourself and remember how you needed to be rescued from the domain of darkness and how you have been transferred into Jesus' kingdom. You've been transferred into Jesus' kingdom by Jesus' very own blood. If you do not believe in Christ, if you have not been transferred out of the domain of darkness, then I would plead with you to repent now. Repent and believe. Repent from your sins. Recognize that you are a sinner. If you have not repented, understand that you do need a Savior. And go to Christ as your Savior. Confess and agree with God that you cannot satisfy God's perfect requirements and that you need Christ. Turn away from yourself and to him. Believe in his death. Believe in his resurrection. And let today be the day of salvation for you. And join us in remembering the Savior's sacrifice. However, if you refuse to trust the Lord, then we would ask that, as Scripture teaches, that as the elements come, you would just let them pass by, as this is a time for believers to remember what Christ has done. Also, we must remember that Scripture warns us of taking the Lord's table in an unworthy manner. So, Christian, take this time and examine yourself, and if there is sin in your life that you are aware of and have not yet repented of, repent. Repent now and rejoice in the work of Christ. Rejoice in the work of Christ, repent, and take of the Lord's table. So as the men come forward and they serve the elements, when your heart is prepared, take them on your own this evening.